In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Look who's joined us.
Look who's turned up like a bad penny. Well, I wish you would spend the odd bad penny lying around. Yeah, I mean, I think you people have got £2 lying down the bloody sofa you can give to us for it. To listen to some top quality political satire.
Eh?
I mean,
this lot, they'll be spending it on Easter eggs and all that for it. That's coming up now, Easter, this lot.
Oh, Easter. Yeah, no, I know it is Easter coming up, and I always know it's Easter is on the horizon because I get a phone call from Leo Sayer.
Oh, yeah? What's he want?
Well, you know he's got a very, very sweet tooth.
Oh, I know.
And he gets all,
just one.
Yeah, just one sweet tooth. He gets very, very excited this time of year, you know, because it's like, he rings me up, he goes, I'm a one-man band, he says, I know, I says, he says, it's the one time of the year, he says, I can legitimately eat chocolate, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I says, Leo, you're a grown man. I say, you can eat chocolate, you know, you can eat chocolate any time of the year.
Do what you like,
you know, it's just, yes, but people judge you, don't they? They judge you when you eat chocolate, you know, the other times of the year, but this time of the year, I can go into Waitrose or Marks and Sparks and I can buy a huge Easter egg and go home and eat it all on my own, you know.
Oh, it's a baby.
I says, why are you telling me this? That's the sort of thing you should do in private. He says, well, I don't want to do it in private because I don't want to be ashamed of it, you know. I says, all right, well, okay, you've got my full backing, you know, so eat Easter eggs if you like. Anyway, last Easter this happened, right? Yeah. He says, yes. He says, thank you. He says, thank you, Angelos. He says, last Easter, I go around the day after, like, Easter Sunday or something.
Yeah.
I knock on the door and the crack of the door opens like that.
Yeah.
He says, what? I says, it's me. He says, he's looking around like that. He goes, come in.
And there's
that. There are boxes of Easter eggs,
open
Easter eggs all over the living room floor.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking cream egg. I'm talking galaxy.
Yeah.
And I says, have you ever been having a party? He went, no. He says, no. I says, what have you been doing? He says, I've eaten all of this.
Christ.
I said, look, I mean, you know, I don't know what to say to you. I think maybe you should. I don't know what to say, actually. It's compulsion. It's compulsive, very compulsive man.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what he's like. Because he's a little fella. He acts like he's a little baby.
I know, he's just babyish. He's quite babyish.
Babies. Oh, I can eat what I like. He goes, oh, I'm going to have one of them Yorkie Easter eggs. They're just for men. I said, grow up. Fucking idiot.
Yeah,
you can have
it anytime
you like, you know.
I was round there last Easter, we were watching telly.
Yeah.
And like, I can hear, like, we're watching Star Wars and I can hear him like munching next to me, like,
yeah.
Like that.
God.
Like, all munching away like that. And I says, I says, Leo, can you stop? Like, it's very noisy what you're doing.
Yes, yeah.
He says, oh, sorry. He says, got all that like that. Yeah. Anyway, a couple of minutes later, he says, Angelos. I says, what? He says, I turn around. He got a whole leg like
babyish.
He says, I'm a human egg. He says,
oh Christ!
I'm trying to watch R2D2 here. Yeah, you'll ruin it for me doing all that egg stuff you're doing, eating eggs like that. But he is babies.
He's so babies. He come in. I was round there. Do you remember the other week we watched The Thing? You know, the 1990s.
Oh yeah, the old Stephen King.
John Carpenter directed.
John Carpenter. That's it.
So he comes in. He goes, I'm trying to watch it. Lovely. Before the days of green screen and all that. Great movie.
Well, they did what they could with what they had, didn't they?
They did. And I'm trying to say that. And he goes, here, look, Barry, he's got his Easter eggs and all that. I said, don't be pathetic, right? And as he goes, here, look at this, I'm laying an egg. And he pulled his trousers and pants down, and out pops this like a galaxy egg. I said, oh, grow up. He says, oh, look, I've laid an egg. I said, Leo, grow up with these bloody eggs. And then he goes, oh, look. And he opens his mouth, and all his smarties fall out of his mouth from inside it.
Oh,
I said, you're a fucking idiot, you know.
It goes,
look, cluck, 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 and then he drops a couple of, you know, cream eggs out of his bumhole. Well, this is pathetic.
I was going to say, because he come around like last. I said last Easter we were watching Star Wars. After we'd done the thing with a gob like that.
Yeah, the gob in his mouth. Anyone could.
I said, anyone could do that. I said, this is pathetic, right?
Yeah.
He goes, he gets all offended and that.
Yeah,
I says, oh, no offence. I said, I'm trying to watch Star Wars, all right? It's a good bit here.
Yeah.
He went, oh, don't worry about it. He says, anyway. And then a couple of minutes later, he goes, Angelos. I says, what?
Baby.
He says, look. He says, and he's up on the sofa, right? Yeah. Got his trousers and his pants down. And
down, yeah.
Yeah, pants right down around his ankles. And he's going, look down here, he's saying, look down here. Oh, right, his bum, right? And he squeezes and he pushes. And as you say, a crabby cream egg pops out of there.
Pops out,
pops out of his bum, right?
With a foil on it or what?
All the foil, no foil, and let's take that off.
It's come off.
I says to him, I'm trying to watch R2-D2, right? And I says, and I says, how long has that been up there, that egg?
Yeah.
He went, it's been up there 4 hours. He says, I put it up there because I wanted to do that joke and I knew you was coming.
Oh, it's pathetic, isn't it?
Oh, utterly pathetic.
We always go on Easter Sunday, lovely church service and that, you know, the end of it.
Yeah.
Beautiful, it's a very sad time of year. And so, you know, Father Bryant, you know, he was there and he's talking about the holy story and all that. And at the end of it, the Cubs and Scouts guys and Brownies go up, all the flags flying and all that. And he goes, and now wonderful opportunity to give the guys Brownies and Cubs just a little Cadbury's cream egg. It's nothing, you know. So they're all lovely, lovely stuff. I was there with Margaret. Anyway, Leo joins and he's put on some young person's clothes. Of course, I think it's a scout outfit he put on. And because he's a little fella, he managed to trick his way to the front. They're all the kids, good as gold, open their eggs and all that.
Yeah.
And the father goes, it'd be nice to see some of you in a service, which is not Easter. And suddenly you hear, oh, father. And he looks round and up on the pulpit, Leo Sayer has pulled down his leather trousers, pop star trousers, all ruckled, and out of his bumhole comes one of these, his pants, out of his bumhole comes one of these Cadbury's cream eggs. I did not know where to look. I went, get that.
No, well, you wouldn't, would you? There's no handbook for that sort of thing.
No. And the father, everyone's disgusted. People covering their kids' eyes. Yeah.
Oh Christ. Anyway, guys, my connection is failing on his.
Oh God. Look, guys, just one thing. First of all, Leo Sayer, the ex pop star, has never stuck any eggs up his bum. I know that for a fact. That's a freedom of information issue. So don't do it.
Never had it.
Don't do it. It never happened. Please do not don't you do it. It. Okay. A Yorkie bar is for everyone.
Right,
and don't go to church service to do that because that's disgusting. All right.
Disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting and babyish. But do tip your hand in your pocket, please. www. Don't have to say that bit no more. Patreon.com.
Oh, yeah.
/ Angels and Barrow Show.
And the whole thing is disgusting and babyish, quite honestly.
It's disgusting and babyish. And we'll see you next week and we bid you good night.
Bid you good night, guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.